All right, Marcos Britone joins us. Marcos, how are you? Sacramento Bee columnist, and did a great story on Mauricio Dubon. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine, and glad to have you on with us today. And Dubon is a story and a half, and The Athletic did a big story on him, The Chronicle has, and you had one last week that was outstanding about him. Tell us about the Dubon story. So people who – we're going to see him soon. Believe me, he's going to be here soon. What should we know about him?
So Mauricio Dubon is from Honduras, which is very unusual. There have only been – two guys before him who were born there. It's a Central American country that's not a baseball country, frankly. It's a soccer country. Along with Haiti, it's one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. And Mauricio is playing Major League Baseball, or has played Major League Baseball, and will do so again for the Giants. Because his mother met a couple of guys from Sacramento who were down in Honduras about 10 years ago on a mission. I mean, they were there doing baseball clinics and passing out uniforms, but they were mostly there as a part of a Christian mission. And Mauricio's mother saw what these guys were doing, and they drew big crowds down there, and she approached them and asked an unusual question, which was, can you take my son back to the United States with you? So the two men, one of them was Nelson Randolph, who's the head baseball coach at Capital Christian School here in Sacramento, thought about it and decided that they would. So they brought him back. They literally were asked on a Wednesday, and they brought him back to Sacramento on a Saturday. And he came for a little while, got homesick, went home. But then the following summer came back for good and began a two-year career of playing high school baseball here in Sacramento at Capital Christian School, which is a massive school north of downtown. And he became a player who became coveted by Major League Baseball teams. He had the toughest part for him was to get over his homesickness, to learn the language, to be able to communicate in English. But he has a natural ability at playing baseball that became a sensation here in Sacramento. And he was sort of an all-city player and is now poised to join a really rich history of Major League Baseball players from Sacramento. But this one was by way of Honduras.
I can't imagine a kid coming over from a country, he doesn't speak the language, he's 15 years old, his mom just wants something better for him. What kind of kid is he? Is he a maverick type guy? Does he have a chip on his shoulder? Is he humble? Is he excited? What kind of guy is he in general?
So that's a good question. So because Mauricio has two sides to him. When he's on the field, he's as his coach, high school coach Nelson Randolph, say he's got some nastiness to him. The story that people remember here in town where they were playing Dixon High School. Dixon is just west of here. And so Capital Christian was up 9-0 in the game. And in their league, there's a 10-run mercy rule. And so Mauricio was on third base, and he tells the head baseball coach Nelson Randolph, I can steal home. And knowing the unwritten rules of baseball, Nelson was like, no, let's not do that. And, well, he took off. He stole home and was safe and triggered the mercy rule and almost triggered a massive brawl when the other teams felt like he was showing them up. And he was, and he enjoyed that. And so that's part of his personality on the baseball field. Away from the baseball field when he was here, was very unsure of himself, very homesick, very torn by being away from his mother, from his brother, from everything that he knew. And so he was living with a family, Andy Ritchie and his wife Sandy, and they, very devout Christians themselves, and they became like his host family, his American parents, and they helped him through that to the point where when he graduated from Capital Christian, he was drafted by the Boston Red Sox. And so since then, you know, he's become used to the U.S. When you talk to him now, and I think people are going to see that he's a very engaging guy and who's just very hungry to become the first Honduran player to be an impact player in Major League Baseball.
Well, drafted by the Red Sox, over to the Brewers, and now part of the Giants farm system. Marcus Breton is with us, Sacramento Bee columnist, and this great story ran last week in the paper, and you can check it out online. But, you know, he's sort of become a power hitter in Sacramento. Now, of course, you could probably hit a couple of home runs. This is going back to the Gorman Thomas days of about 80 home runs for the Solons. But
yeah, you know, Wrigley Field is a little bigger than the parks they used to play in the 70s. They used to play at this field that no longer exists.
The Gorman Thomas had like 80 home runs.
He did.
The power is coming for the kid.
I'm sorry, say again?
The power is coming for him?
It is. Last week he hit one of the longest home runs I've seen in the, you know, 10-plus years at Wrigley Field. Power is a part of his game. They have him playing shortstop right now. He can play second base. He's at the top of the lineup, either first or second. You know, he's hitting pretty close to 300. With that power game, you know, he's got really soft hands, Marty. He's fast. And he might have latched on with the Brewers. Last season, he was just on fire and was one of the most dynamic players in AAA when he tore his ACL last season. So that really set him back. And he had made the team again this season and was really right on the cusp when the Giants traded Drew Pomeranz for him. So he's been knocking on the door for a while now. He's very hungry to get there, and it'll be interesting to see if he gets that chance with the Giants.
Is there an element to his game you think Giants fans or Major League fans would be surprised about? I mean, is it that he's got a plus glove? Is it his speed? Is it his aggressiveness? Is it his power? What is it about him that you think will impress fans the most?
So I think he's got a plus glove. I mean, that's really his what's going to get him to the big leagues. He is a really fast, phenomenal middle infielder with great range. He's got a really strong arm. But the fact that he can also power up the way middle infielders have to now is also a plus. And you know, there's a big path of middle infielders from the Dominican Republic, from Venezuela, from Puerto Rico. That a Honduran kid is at this level really is amazing, and he's had to perform in a way to where teams not only notice him but give him the benefit of the doubt, because as he told me when we talked, you know, everyone wants a Dominican shortstop, but a Honduran one, that's a whole other thing. And he's done that, you know, by performing at the elite level at every level he's been at. And the only proving ground left now is the big leagues.
Wow, what a great story. Pleasure having you on. Really, we love reading you, and I know you're on this baseball stuff, and you do so many good things. There was a shortstop from Colombia, Edgar Renteria, who was pretty good.
Edgar Renteria.
There weren't too many from there as well. So, boy, this is going to be fun. He's going to be here. It's just a question of time. So we, you know, Adam and I have talked quite a bit about Farhan and how his approach is working and moving guys up and down, fresh legs all the time. So I'm really happy to have you on and let everyone share in that story. And now I can't wait to meet him and see him on the ball field. So very good, Marcus. I appreciate you coming on.
Marty, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very good. Boy, he's a good writer and he knows his stuff. Thanks, Mark.